The unanimous Shelby County Commission vote came 6 days after the Republican-led Tennessee House voted to oust Justin Pearson and Justin Jones for leading a protest in the chamber. Their white colleague barely escaped expulsion. Jones and Pearson are black. Pearson addressed the county commissioners and a crowded chamber after the vote, reinstating him.
You can't expel justice. You can't expel our voice. And you sure can't expel our fight. We look forward to continuing to fight, continuing to advocate until justice rolls down like water and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Let's get back to work.
Pearson is expected to return to the Tennessee Capitol Thursday and be swiftly sworn back into office, joining Jones, who was reinstated after a special meeting of the Metro Nashville Council on Monday. The appointments are interim. They both will have to run in special elections, which they are expected to easily win. Hundreds of supporters marched with Pearson through Memphis to the County Board of Commissioners meeting, chanting and cheering before entering the chambers. Commissioners took a speedy vote after several of them made brief comments supporting him. Commissioner Henry Brooks served in the Tennessee House for 14 years.
I looked behind me and there was no one there. I kept moving forward. And then when I looked again, looked again last week and there were babies. I'm sorry, I'm 74. But there were some babies behind me, someone for me to pass the torch to. Thank you. Thank you, Justin. Thank you so much.
Tennessee House members Pearson and Jones were expelled, and Gloria Johnson barely escaped expulsion after they staged a brief demonstration on the House floor for gun safety legislation days after the Nashville school shooting, which killed 6 people, including 3 9-year-olds. Pearson told the crowded chambers there's a problem in Tennessee with a proliferation of gun violence and lawmakers who do nothing to address it.
Their allegiance is to business as usual. Their allegiance is to the National Rifle Association. Their allegiance is to the Tennessee Firearms Association. But when we went to the well of the House, myself, Representative Johnson, and Representative Jones, what we did was say we have an allegiance to a people. Yeah. People who are tired of business as usual. Yeah. People who are tired of same old politics. People who are tired of same old politicians. We've got people that we have an allegiance to who are willing to march for justice. Yeah. Who are willing to fight for justice, who are willing to vote for justice, and it is that spirit which I will head back to Nashville with.
Meantime, Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and 4 other senators sent a letter asking the Department of Justice to investigate whether the expulsions violated the Constitution or federal civil rights laws. They urged the DOJ to take all steps necessary to uphold the democratic integrity of our nation's legislative bodies. Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock signed on. So did California's Alex Padilla, Chris Murphy of Connecticut, and Brian Schatz of Hawaii. Their letter concluded that without immediate action by the Justice Department, anti-democratic actors will only be emboldened, and we will see, quote, more troubling and more frequent incidents meant to unravel our democratic fabric. For KPFA News, I'm Eileen Alfandary.